This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The January 6th committee's subpoena of former President Trump is today's big legal news, I guess. But across town in federal court, a group of black farmers and other farmers of color is suing the federal government over what was supposed to be a debt relief plan. The administration offered $4 billion in assistance to those black farmers in the big COVID package back in 2021. But then the White House walked it back after white farmers sued claiming discrimination. Black farmers have lost billions of dollars in land and profits because of past racial discrimination by the Department of Agriculture, a fact the government has owned up to. So what is as yet unclear is what the problem with the proposed solution is. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
That $4 billion wasn't going to fully compensate farmers of color, says Derek Hamilton, an economist at the New School.
It is a drop in the bucket if we think about the history.
The history of lending discrimination that, according to Hamilton's research, dispossessed black farmers of more than $326 billion worth of land in the 20th century.
Independent of that history, there's also contemporary issues.
Like a 2020 COVID relief package for farmers. 99% of beneficiaries were white, 0.1% were black, according to the USDA. Joy Milligan at the University of Virginia School of Law says we can trace these inequities back to policies that were once considered race neutral.
The federal government essentially participated in Jim Crow across most sectors of life.
But it's a lot easier to create inequality with federal policy than it is to address it with the same tool, says Ralph Richard Banks at Stanford Law.
We have developed a scheme of constitutional law that prohibits giving benefits on the basis of race.
Even to address past racist policies.
Yeah, there's some irony in that.
Derek Hamilton again with the New School.
Despite government being complicit in the conditions that exist today,
he says its tools for leveling the playing field are limited. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.